Hello?
Hi, is this Thomas?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Thomas. It's Paul from Local Splash. So I know that we're hoping we can get your client interview today and get everything set up and started. Are we still able to do that?
Come on. How much time do you need?
It takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You could be working or doing anything else as long as you can carry on a conversation. Just basic knowledge off the top of your head for your business, you know, mission statement, motto, you know, hours of operation, that type of thing.
Okay.
And then I think I do still need to do the voice verification because we're Google partners. It's required of us, so it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is the fixed flat rate of exactly $249 month-to-month, no contract. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for that payment, but if everything does still make sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. All right.
I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude, but please feel free to stop me at any time. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Thomas, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Casper Movers.
And I have that as basically one word with the C and the M capitalized, but no space in between. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Darren Casper. Use that name with owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Casper Movers, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Casper, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it simply, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Casper, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your business, Thomas, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important, we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Casper, that's fair enough, right? Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure customers don't ever come to you, right? Everything is service-based. You speak
Correct.
With them over the phone and go to them. So we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, with me actually waiving that setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, I'm actually going to waive the setup fee altogether, would be charged today's date, the 23rd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges. There's no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads are included as well. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service that is offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation. You could, in fact, even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Casper, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That promise is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Casper, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment of just $249, Thomas, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
I have a Visa.
A Visa. And the name as it appears on the card?
Yeah. You can put Darren Casper.
Darren, is that D-A-R-R-E-N?
I-N.
I-N, okay. And then you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Thomas, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, give me one moment. It's 4403-9353-9300-4363.
And then the expiration month and year?
12/28.
12/2028. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
746.
746. So I've got 746, 746 on the back. I've got December or 12/2028 as the expiration date. And then, Thomas, the card itself was at 4403-9353-9300-4363.
Correct.
What is the actual billing address of that card?
1844 Central Place, Northeast Washington, D.C., 20002.
Okay, perfect. And then in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
If you can text or email it, that'd be fine.
Yep. Our automated system will actually email it out to you. You will receive that in a couple of minutes. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is, of course, Eastern Time. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address will be on there as well. You will receive that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will, Mr. Casper, be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. There's going to be you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule the client interview. Now, would you be available at noon for us to do that in about a half an hour?
No, because I have to go out and see a couple of clients, so
that's
I'll be out the door in the next 15 minutes. But tomorrow, yeah, they can call me sometime tomorrow. We can go over.
Well, if that's just the first available, we could do as late as 6 o'clock today. If that does not work, we can look to tomorrow.
Yeah. Try me late today.
Okay. We could do as early as 10 o'clock tomorrow or as late as 6 again tomorrow. There's just look like there's every spot available in between except for maybe 3 o'clock. Did you want something kind of mid-morning tomorrow, early afternoon, or very late in the day?
Well, I want to try to get it done tonight.
Oh, okay. So would 6 o'clock today then work for you?
Yeah. Try 6 o'clock today.
Oh, perfect. That'll work. So it's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. The call takes about a half an hour, gets you right at or within a couple of minutes of, in this case, 6 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just kind of in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I will try to keep my phone line open. If for some reason I'm not available, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to do just one more thing here, add a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. So if anyone calls us and tells us they're with Casper Movers, even if it's you, Thomas, and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question.
You never have that issue unless I called you and told you, but it's only me that handles all day-to-day operation.
I figured as much. Yeah, so we wouldn't be expecting anybody else except for you to call us. We may
every now
and then ask you to verify the answer to the question. The real reason we set the security question on here is really for your protection. If you, a week from now or a month from now or at any point down the road, if you get phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they say that they're Google or Local Splash, they would need to know the answer as well as the question. If they can't provide that to you, then you should not speak with them. If anyone were to call you for any reason and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information. And again, you shouldn't entertain that phone call. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account. Again, it's for your protection. It clearly states it only bills on the 23rd and only for $249. It would never go up. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. Okay, and then what is the answer?
King.
Did you say King?
King. K-I-N-G.
K-N-G. Okay, perfect. Have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. Even our client interview technician will know that information if you ask. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? It looks like our system did send that out to you, the one that says Local Splash initial invoice.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so if you haven't already, open it up. It is going to say, hello, Darren, since that's on the billing, but I've got it in the notes so that you go by Thomas. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see the two words click here?
Let's see.
It's in the body of the email above where it says access your dashboard.
Yeah, so accept the subscription terms.
Correct. So click on those two words, click here. It's hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything that we went over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. Of course, I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, most of these searching on their smartphone. We'll mirror the content on Bing, so you can get those phone calls and opportunities as well. Of course, we're creating all the directories that are necessary for the placement, and we're doing those Facebook ads, etc. You'll see a long line. Below it, it populates your mobile number in 3 boxes. We'd like you to click all 3 of those boxes, one that you agreed to let us send you SMS or text messages, one that you certify you're the authorized holder, the other that you acknowledge payments are automatic and recurring. Once you've got the all 3 boxes clicked, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would click and type in Darren Casper.
I clicked the boxes, but I don't have anything else. Let me see.
So you might have to turn your phone sideways. It sounds like you might be on your smartphone. And I let our tech team know that on some smartphones, the bottom of the link gets kind of hard to reach, you can't scroll down. So in landscape mode with your phone sideways, you should be able to type in or copy and paste Darren Casper and then click the orangish colored longer box that says confirm signature. Thomas, that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost. It also allows us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it asks you to log into your tracking system.
Right.
Looks like you're okay on our end. I just refreshed. You don't have to try to log in. In fact, if you did, you would simply get an error message saying that we're still setting everything up. We do have to do your client interview at 6 o'clock today before we'll get that tracking system active. You'll get by text and email official confirmation when your tracking system is active. Our system will in a minute send you a welcome email. That welcome email is going to have your login credentials. Let me just check and see if our system sent that. So it looks like it has been sent. It's the welcome email. Your username can't be changed. It's in our system the same way, but it's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's the phone number we're speaking on, area code included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. 202-550-6248 is your username. Again, you can't change it. The money, I like it. That's your password. You can change your password, though, if you want to. T-H-E-M-O-N-E-Y, all lowercase, no space. That's your default password. You can change that at any point in time. The other email that you did get, access or action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything that you can send our way will help us expedite the process of satisfying Google that you're a real, actual business, that you provide the services, that you're in the local area. So any photos of tools, equipment, service vehicles, business.
You know, they should already have that since I have it all on my Google page.
Yeah, like I said, it's an automated email. Everyone gets it. You basically can just ignore it at this point in time, although you can use that same link to send us photos or anything like that. The support email, support@localsplash.com, that's really the only thing that you need, the only email address that you need. Photos@localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S, that's the direct email address for the photos department. But again, anything you need to send, you can send to the support email. That's the one that's on the welcome email and most of the emails that we send out to you. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We do, of course, welcome the opportunity to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time. I certainly do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you again today, and I do hope that I am available in that 6 o'clock hour when our technician reaches out to you.
Okay. Sounds great.
All righty. Thanks so much, Thomas. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be calling you right out or a couple minutes after 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Bye.